The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2020. And this is...
Bring it down.
No, thank you.
And this is...
A little bit lower.
Nope. And this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
There you go.
Here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. What up, ninjas? Shannon Young here with you. Mr. 100. With me down at the end of the table, the five-star axe wound.
No.
The five-star man, Asa Gray.
No.
Allie.
What?
Oh, God. Do it. I know what you're going to say. Say it.
Allie, not actually a bear. Know what you guys are talking about. And the lame-ass pussy, Dalton Anthony.
I'm so mad you didn't call her Allie, not actually a fish trench.
Well, she's...
You got to save some for the pre-show.
She's not the whole thing.
Oh, sir.
It's like 20% of her. Maybe smaller. I don't know.
You're not a mathematician.
I'm not a mathematician. I'm not an oceanographer.
I'm not hooked on phonics.
I can't tell you how big the trench is.
I thought we were doing Drunk Uncle for a second.
Do you remember?
Allie, you still there?
Surprisingly, yes.
Did we lose Allie?
Do you remember the segment of, I can't remember if it was Triple H or The Rock, and it was one of those two and Stephanie McMahon. And she like implied that they had a small wiener, and they said, "Well, even a jumbo, even a Boeing 747 looks small flying into the Grand Canyon."
Yeah,
they used to make fun of Stephanie because she was a gutter. How did Chris Jericho say?
A low life, bottom feeding, trash bag whore.
Never said whore.
Yeah, I think they did.
I'm pretty sure.
And if it wasn't that, it was definitely slut.
No, it was hoe at least.
But I think whore is a word that most people leave off television now.
Dalton's
gonna look it up real quick.
Attitude era.
Yeah, no. I think slut and skank were fine. Whore was pushing the envelope.
There was a
You can fuck a fake girl in a casket, but if they would have actually shown footage of Kane fucking a dead body, they probably would have been taken off TV.
Is
this show PG?
It's nothing anymore.
Oh,
we put the
okay. It was hoe. Dirty, filthy, disgusting, skanky, bottom feeding, trash bag hoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought whore was a little too much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that what crosses the line?
Is whore?
I don't know.
Do you remember they were making a game, and then we're gonna get to wrestling. They were making a game called Whore of the Orient. Swear to God, this was a real game.
No. Yeah.
And they canceled it because they were like...
First-person shooter?
Well, we think that title is offensive. And it was like, who didn't think the title Whore of the Orient
wasn't
offensive?
Yeah, who pitched that?
And was action like, RPG?
Brilliant.
Because apparently Orient and Oriental are offensive terms.
Yes.
And also the term whore.
Whore simulator? Horse simulator, shit.
Whore simulator. You already have that.
What's it called?
No, I'm not going to name names.
Is that game you bought on Steam that one time?
The VR? She's not a whore. She was a good, I'm assuming, college girl. I'm hoping.
We're all hoping.
The virtual police are going to come get me because I did to her.
That is much more recent than I thought.
Yeah, this was a couple years ago. It's by the people that made, I thought, L.A. Noire.
That tracks.
Warner Brothers was the publisher.
Yeah.
The developer was KMM Interactive Entertainment.
I don't know if I've ever heard
of them. Not VKM.
Yeah, I haven't heard of them either.
Police, Warner Brother.
Is a canceled action adventure video game for Windows, PS4, and Xbox One. So yeah. It was this like I thought this was like a Super Nintendo game, and they're like, no, because go back and look at some of the games that came out, especially like the Atari one, where essentially the object is to rape a Native American woman.
Oh, Custer's Last Stand. Yeah. There's also Beat 'Em and Eat 'Em.
Yeah.
Did you?
Which was a game where you play as a man on a rooftop masturbating, and the women are on the ground level, and they have to catch the
semen
in their mouths.
Wow.
Did you hear Joey Ryan's new gimmick?
Nope, it's a spoiler. Don't get into it.
Ah,
don't tell me.
Because I don't think it's happened yet. We'll tell you after. But yeah, there's a there were developments on Impact. I don't think it was last night.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's aired yet.
But I'm going to see if it's on his Twitter.
Well, you'll never play Horror of the Orient, so.
No. The game was in development at KMM Interactive Entertainment, a subsidiary of Kennedy Miller Mitchell that comprised employees from the defunct development houses Team Bondi and Chrome Studios. K-R-O-M-E. In 2012, the game was targeting a 15 release, but was confirmed canceled in 16, having not had a status update since 2013.
Meanwhile, people are still pumping money into Star Citizen. I'm not saying it's a ripoff, but you be the judge. Also, real quick, and then we're going to get to wrestling, I swear, for the three that are still here. Can we stop calling it next-gen consoles? I had someone talking to me the other day, and they were like, they referred to Xbox One and PS4 as next-gen consoles. It ain't been next-gen since, like, 2012,
Yeah, it's been
man.
10 years.
We're about to hit the next-gen.
Mm-hmm.
This is barely current-gen, so let's stop calling it next-gen at this point. All right, now onto the wrestling portion of our show, and tonight's episode of Podzilla Pro Wrestling Unscripted is brought to you by Whore of the Orient, coming soon.
No, it's
to
not.
To nothing.
Get in it. Go time travel, Asa.
Why?
Let's talk about wrestling. So, WWE. Let's start with them.
Who?
Not looking good on the financial front. They had their quarterly, I forget how often they do it, but they had their report, their big phone call, and there were some interesting things coming out of that, Asa.
Yes, I need to find my, I had an initial write-up and I lost it because I guess my phone didn't save it. So give me 1 second. I know they have dropped below 1 million network subscribers in America, which is rough. Pretty much everything is down.
Yes.
There's one thing that I think...
They're called the GameStop of wrestling.
You haven't seen a lot of indie feds, huh?
You can't make money if you... You can't lose money if you don't have money.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I don't know if that's correct.
Allie.
What?
Just making sure you're alive. Okay, it's pretty much a wellness check at this point.
While Ace is looking that up, I want to get your thoughts on, we had a small discussion earlier on, if you listened to last night's show, she was talking about how bullshit high art is.
She said it like four times, very unprofessional.
Well, we brought up the Invisible Man versus Invisible Stan.
That's art.
Yeah, and I mentioned her, is that the high art of wrestling?
It is.
Have something that's so stupid and bullshit, but people buy into it. And she kind of agreed.
I love that. That is a great
It's kind
match.
Of like a one, it's like a one man show at that point.
Yeah.
Because it was Bryce Remsburg.
Yeah, and he did such a good job.
That's what she said, too. I don't remember any of it. I think I blocked it out of my memory.
I've made you watch it like three times.
Really?
Yeah, because it's free online.
Then I've definitely blocked it from my memory.
Yeah.
So, let me see. Subscribers to the service dropped 10% to 1.42 million total. WWE shares sank more than 10%, ended on Thursday at $44.51, which was... below their initial, because they dropped from 66 to like 48.
And part of that was because they fired the two, which we
talked about last week, the CFO and the CRO.
Right.
Okay, their total revenue was up 18% over the year ago quarter, but analysts had been expecting but it missed that projection by 11 million.
Jeez.
Net income was up 68%.
Okay, maybe it's not
which I think a lot.
Bad.
No, like it's. Basically, the Saudi deals and the TV deals are keeping them alive. But everything else has been WWE revenue from live events around the world slumped 20% to 27 million.
Ugh.
Unit delivered an operating loss of 1 million, which WWE attributed to the absence of the Super Showdown event in Australia. They credited the $1.9 million drop in North American ticket sales for the quarter to the decision to trim 14 events from its roster in the quarter.
They also said that AEW was not like competition.
Vince did say that AEW was not affecting the way that they did business or anything like that, that they don't view them as competition. He also said that they could be looking, this is the big thing coming out of it though, is the phrasing that I think a lot of people are overreacting to, but saying that WWE is considering strategic alternatives to pay-per-views.
Yes. So, and changing up the network.
I'm about to say, isn't that... Oh, charging us more.
Well, they...
Well, they're...
So some people... I think a lot of people are going full sky is falling at this wording. And because some people take that to mean that you will... So if you have the network subscription, you were paying $10 a month, you no longer get the pay-per-views.
Yeah, you're paying for the the vault.
They made it sound like they're going back to you have to pay per... You're essentially going back to the old pay-per-view model.
Yeah.
And some people are like, okay, there's no way I'm going back to paying $60 a month
for
a single show.
On top of the network.
On top of the network. Yeah. It's,
No.
That ain't going to happen.
We ain't doing it here anymore.
No. Yeah, that's going to be like, all right, well, we'll read recaps and...
Yeah, we'll catch the stream online.
And then we'll talk about Call of Duty. And we'll play a lot of Call of Duty together. Wrestling night turns into Call of Duty and pizza night.
Some dicks you just can't unsuck.
Did you type that for him to say?
He did.
I couldn't say it without laughing.
He put it in our chat.
Oh, God. See, I have the notifications turned off.
And I know. That's smart, why I showed it. I showed
it. Yeah. I can't see this doing well for WWE. Like, it's a struggle sometimes to come here and watch the network pay-per-views. And we're like, I don't know if I want to pay $10 for that. And now you want me to pay $60?
Yeah, no. That ain't.
Someone mentioned that they may adopt more of a UFC style, which they have, what is it called, like Fight Pass or
where
something?
Where like you have like the vault, and then whenever pay-per-views come out, you get like a discounted price instead of $60. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I've been paying $10 for 6 years now. That's how long the network's been around.
Has it been that long?
2014.
Oh, wow.
And that's how long. And it's around this time, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So I've been paying that for 6 years now. I'm not paying more. Like, if they were like, hey, we're bumping up to 15 a month, I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, that'd be fine.
There has to be a reason, though.
Well, and they've been talking about having the tiered versions of the... Yeah. Not even a free one, but like a... Okay, so you pay $10 a month and you get the pay-per-views and the backlog. If you pay $15 a month, you get all of that plus, you know, Progress and Evolve.
Yeah.
And then at $20 a month, you get...
Impact Wrestling.
Well, yeah.
Don't they have a free... Nope. A free version of
Nope, that's called
network?
YouTube.
Oh, well, yeah, no, exactly. No, it is. It's if you have the free network version, it's just their YouTube content streamed to you. Like,
oh, really?
YouTube.
I was being a smartass. I was,
no,
cause
I think
like,
you're absolutely right, because I looked into it once, because they were like, we're introducing a free one, and I was like, cool, because I kind of want to get back into the network, because I do want to watch wrestling sometimes, but I don't think I watch it enough to
just go to
warrant the pay. So
you can literally just go to YouTube.
I do, and I watch Santino Brothers, and I watch
I was talking about you just
AEW,
watch wrestling,
which, by the way, off the top, off the jump, congratulations to our good friend Cassandra Golden, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Legitimate friend of the show.
Don't say it.
One of the sweetest women I've ever met in my life.
That's true. Yeah. She's very nice.
Incredibly talented.
That's
true.
Drop
dead gorgeous. The first time she walked up to the event in Cape, we thought she was some kind of supermodel that had lost her way.
We were all very confused.
We were very confused because she's amazing. She was on AEW Dark. And for the life of me, I can't figure out you're on AEW Dark, but you don't know Darkwing Duck. It's very confusing.
God, that's what I didn't want you to do.
It's a very confusing situation, and I almost yelled about it.
That poor girl.
But she made her debut last night on AEW Dark against Hikaru Shida?
I think so.
Hikaru Shida, yeah.
Yeah. And we were watching it earlier, Allie and I, and it's like, okay, you got Marco Stunt and Cassandra on the same show together. It's like there's two of our friends on freaking AEW, and I'm sitting here drinking Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I was drinking coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. I wasn't drinking burger juice or anything.
You emptied out their fryer.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Cassandra. I hope it means good things for her. She's wonderful. She's absolutely wonderful. What were we talking about? Because now I'm going to think about is Darkwing Duck.
Quarterly report.
Yeah.
Which I can't find. There was some other thing. I was trying to find someone else had talked about it, but I am very annoyed right now that my link on Google Docs has disappeared.
So, no.
Yeah, because I had a summary of it ready to go that broke down, like, okay, this is where they're doing okay, but then here's like the actual numbers of everything that went down. And then I had another one talking about the Vince McMahon comments, because there were several comments that were made that were like, you sure?
Meanwhile,
there was a Reddit thread that pointed out, like, so after, what was the last time, like 3 years ago, wrestling fans were like super upset about something? It was Roman Reigns related. Like, Roman
was
Reigns
it,
won the
was
Rumble.
It the Rumble. Was it the Rumble? And then it Rumble? Got. It would, then it was like the snow day the next day.
I don't think it was that. I think it was like Reigns winning the Rumble again.
Well,
again.
That,
like
that, that. Yeah, okay.
There was
again.
Something like that that really pissed people off. And Vince was like, it's a vocal minority. And then it's like, okay, so that was 3 years ago. From that time to now, the network subscribers have dropped to below a million for the first time. your live event sales are down. Like, all of these metrics are down. So it's like, so was it the vocal minority? And I thought it was a very interesting point. And now I don't have any of that information to actually, like, launch that discussion off of.
I feel like I can kind of probably not launch a discussion with that to it. It's just that I feel like with everything, just waning interest happens. You know, like, there's no reason that a store like GameStop shouldn't be successful. There's no reason that a entity like WWE Network should be successful. But in both cases, bad decisions and it just people, I just think people lose interest, you know? And God bless the network, because it really is one of the best deals you can get in wrestling. I mean, it truly, truly is. It shocks me that more people don't utilize it, myself included.
The only reason I don't have it is because of their Saudi stuff. Like, I canceled mine because I genuinely was like, I don't want to give you money.
That's how I am with Facebook. You know, it's like I got off Facebook for a stance. But the more when you think about it more and more, you have to wonder, how far do I take it? Like, you cancel the network as a Saudi. Should you watch WWE or talk about it at all?
Right.
And with me, it's like, okay, I canceled Facebook, but I still have Instagram, and that's owned by Facebook. So at what point do I go, enough is enough? This is where I draw the line. It's very confusing. I just want to watch WCW Nitro.
Where is...
You can do that on YouTube, probably.
And Demandy's Donuts. But that's not that's on the on network,
YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just on YouTube. Yeah. So it sounds like you can just go to YouTube.
I do.
Yeah.
And RedTube.
It...
I don't go to RedTube, actually. Okay. I go to YouPorn.
So the night after... The earnings report was Thursday. That afternoon, after Vince said AEW is not their competition, AEW had 928,000 viewers and was 11th for the time slot. NXT had 770,000 and was 34th.
Pretty much stayed the course, hasn't it?
Yeah, AEW has pretty much... There's been a couple weeks that it's flip-flopped, but a couple of those were because, like, I think AEW wasn't even running a show, and then NXT had, like, the recap show after... Yeah, there was a weird... There were a couple, like...
Which...
Outliers, but for the most part, AEW has been winning. But it also says that there is more than a million people watching wrestling on a Wednesday night, which is...
Yeah, I'll say it's sad that we compare it so much, because I don't know, it's not the same thing, but it would be like comparing two people or two... I don't know, to boil it down to basics. Like, if you had two beautiful women and you're arguing over which one's more beautiful, instead of just going, they're both beautiful and let's enjoy the fact that they can be happy in America, which is a slowly dying society. We should be happy that wrestling's on Wednesdays and that everyone can enjoy it.
Slowly?
But we still, America?
Slowly dying?
Faster by the day.
There it is.
We should just be happy that good wrestling is on. It's not even like shit wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. It's some of the best wrestling in the world.
You can go watch Suicidal Championship Wrestling whenever you want.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
Or you can go and watch WCW Thunder on the network.
Oh.
Yeah, but then you got to pay WWE.
Well, no, I just mean by like when
you could
shit,
do it.
We're talking about shit wrestling. So. Yeah.
Thunder started well.
I'm so annoyed.
Didn't
right
it?
Now.
Every wrestling show starts well.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, remember like when they brought back Main Event and they had like John Cena on it?
Oh, yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later it was Heath Slater versus Curtis Axel for two straight months. Yeah.
The Job Squad.
Pin me, pay me.
Ace is very upset with himself.
I really am.
What's like, the next story?
I'm super annoyed. I feel bad.
On. Hey, did you see the new Wrestling with Regret today?
No, what was it?
He was talking about a movie I never heard of called...
Oh, yeah, the Albert one?
Yeah.
Okay,
like
I didn't
Wedding or something
I
like that.
I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
Albert was in a movie called Dog Wedding where he plays a professional wrestler. Well, actually, an indie wrestler, which is a professional wrestler. I don't know why I said that. That was insulting. He plays a professional wrestler who like falls in love with the daughter of a pickle empire emperor.
Are you high?
No, this is all a real story. He is like a pickle empire, and they're buying this pickle factory. Let's move on.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm good. I think I'll just watch one of his pay-per-view recaps.
Poop jokes. That's the important thing. WrestleMania 2021 is happening in Los Angeles because fuck every other city.
I mean, Mania moves around quite a lot.
Yeah, until I see WrestleMania St. Louis, I'm out.
We don't have it. There's not a building big enough.
Let time pass.
They would
by
have
the
to
time
put it,
the network's down 50%.
It will be in Busch
yeah,
Stadium.
Yeah, it will be in Busch Stadium. It might be at the Show Me Center.
Or in the XFL.
WrestleMania at the Show Me Center.
The Battlehawks Stadium.
Dude, their tickets went up. They're like, because
they won, yeah.
Well, no, that's like
this is the indie wrestler equivalent of you appeared on
Cassandra
on Raw.
Golden was on
AEW Dark, yeah. Cassandra Golden's gonna be more expensive now going forward.
Yeah. Well, it was that, and then I guess like XFL realized that the people of St. Louis are starved for a football team.
And you know what? Congrats to the XFL. I watched some of it. It didn't seem too bad. attendance was good. I think it was 17,000 across the board was the attendance live, which is good. I mean, it's not NFL stand, you know, but
yeah.
It was good.
It was never going to be NFL numbers.
And the games themselves looked pretty good. The presentation was really good. They really did a good job with the XFL this time compared to the original. My question is, and apparently the ratings were great too. They beat regular season NBA games, which congrats. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But will the ratings stay steady, or will they decline slowly? Because if you remember, the original XFL did monster ratings in the beginning.
Well, I think since they're more prepared this time, I think they'll
stay steady.
Yeah.
You think it'll be more than one season?
I think so. The issue of it is right now is you got to figure out how to bet on it. Like, that's like, people got to figure out how
betting
to...
was huge too. Betting was huge for it.
But it needs to get, like, once it gets consistent, that's whenever you're good.
Yeah, because the first game I watched, I actually watched part of a game, and the end score was like 9-6. And I was like, is this the level of, you know, it was field goals. There was one touchdown, and the team that won by kicking the most field goals.
Yeah, that happens. That's, I mean, that game. Happens. That happens in an NFL.
It does, but that's like putting on, if your first match for WCW and WWE is Buff Bagwell versus Booker T, you probably didn't lead with your best foot forward.
But it was in the main event.
Best foot forward. He's buff. He's the stuff. And he was just too much. Fish Trench, what do you got?
I got nothing. I know Jesse said that he watched at least one of the games. He said he might watch next week. But, I mean, that is going to be the telling thing. It was the same thing with AEW. Like, the debut is easy.
Right.
It's what happens can after? You maintain.
It's really nice to have an NXT for the NFL. And I mean that legitimately. Like, a place that
where guys, they don't have to go to Canada for it.
Right, and guys that didn't get drafted to the NFL, guys that are trying to make a name for themselves in the sport, where they can go to a smaller play and really hone their craft and like make a name for themselves, and then they could go to the NFL from there. That's cool.
This is going to be a real stupid question, and I know that. Because the rules are so different between the XFL and the NFL, will that handicap them if they're used to playing the XFL rules? Which, again, like, I mean, they're not, because they've been playing traditional football rules this entire time to get to the XFL. But
there was a handful of guys from the XFL, the original one, that went on to do real good careers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I don't know their names because I'm not a football guy.
Oh, that's AFL.
I just watched a video on it today from Wrestling with Rhett.
There was a couple of them. Not a whole lot. And, like, I was thinking AFL because I was about to say Tommy Maddox, but he was an arena football guy.
I think that was one of the names I heard, actually. So he may have been in the XFL.
Maybe. Who am I thinking of then?
There was someone.
Kurt Warner was an AFL guy, I feel like.
There was someone on Twitter that I saw that legitimately seems to think that the kickoff system in the XFL will eventually be adopted by the NFL because it is a million times safer, apparently.
Did they go back to? Oh, so they didn't go back to the original XFL?
No, the scramble is way more dangerous.
Yeah, because dude got hurt first game.
Yeah,
and was out for the season.
I couldn't tell you where the lines are starting, but essentially you have the offensive line, you have the receiving line of defenders, and then the kickoff.
You have the kickoff and the receiving team.
So then, once they kick the ball, they have a set person receiving. Once they actually catch it, that's when everybody can move.
Oh, so they don't automatically run through the kickoff.
Yeah, it's not a
someone gets through and smashes them.
So they also start a lot closer to each other. So you don't have, 30 yards to build up a full head of steam to take someone
straight
head
up juggernaut.
They're starting at a stopped point. And
I like
not,
that.
Yeah, it's way safer.
I want to support the XFL. I really do, because I think it's a good idea. And again, I like it when people have options. But my morality for WWE, like you, is on such a
But then you're like, okay,
line.
Well, then I am still giving Vince McMahon money.
I'm still, because
now this is straight from his private account. Like,
right.
This doesn't affect, that was another thing that did come from like some of the conference calls of people like, well, how is the XFL performance going to be, how is that going to impact WWE's financial situation, blah,
and
blah,
he
blah.
Splashed
and
that
he
didn't.
Like had to multiple times was just like, it's completely different.
Right.
It is completely different.
We I own not, two companies.
Yeah, the XFL is in
God,
no way financially tied.
I want them to keep the WWE stuff as far away from XFL as possible. Let them operate on their own.
Yeah.
That's what killed the first one, you know?
Do you think there will be an eventual crossover?
No.
Really?
I truly believe they will keep this. The most you might get is if you might have The Rock show up or Triple H or something.
The Rock did a pre-recorded message for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get The Rock for
maybe his daughter.
For the XFL. Yeah.
Maybe his daughter, Simone. Or as I call her, Sim One.
Jesus Christ.
Why?
Is that
was
our
a
next
movie.
Story?
That was a movie. Yeah, actually, this is our next story. All so right, The cool. Rock's daughter, Simone Johnson, who looks a lot like her father. And I don't mean that as an insult, because he's a handsome man. She's a pretty girl. She is signed with the WWE, is at full time at the Performance Center, is already getting high marks, apparently. I know there's going to be a lot of people that are saying, like, oh, God, thank God, another another rock relative to come in and squash the competition and be pushed to the moon. But I'm more than willing to give her a chance. I think she could be really, really good. She has a good look. And that's the first part of wrestling, is having a good look.
And if you're going to start wrestling somewhere, the Performance Center is not a bad place.
That's the best place.
Literally.
Short of the power plant, but it's no longer in operation, unfortunately. I think. I actually don't know.
Definitely not. The closest thing is sure. Yeah, Glacier's Place is the closest one. Well, I think it's called like the Monster. No, it's not the Monster Factory.
How is it not called the Ice Cream Factory?
We won't speak ill of that man.
I'm not. I love ice cream.
He made a pun.
Yeah. You're not going to put me in the cooler.
You son of a bitch. I hate you so much.
How old is Simone Johnson? Isn't she? She's early 20s, I believe.
I don't know. Probably. I'm just saying, I don't think she's very old.
Yeah, I think she's going to do well. I really, really do. That's all I have to say about the subject.
That's all I got to say about
would
that.
Would you like to add anything about Simone Johnson?
I really don't know much about her.
Daughter of Dwayne the Fuck Johnson.
Dwayne yes. the Fuck Johnson.
It's a very funny Conan O'Brien skit from the last week.
Was it?
What did they do? Yeah. Dwayne the Fuck Johnson.
Yeah.
So it was a thing. Have you heard about the Wheel of Fortune incident where the woman was guessing the final answer?
Oh God!
And she guessed chasing tail, but it was actually kicking back. And she was like, oh, and it was a big funny thing because she said chasing tail. And it was a skit. Andy Richter was like, well, that's easy to make that mistake. They purposely like try to trick you into saying stuff. So it was just all these different, and he showed clips of him being on there. And it was just all these different clips of like, is it Thomas the blank engine? And he'd be like, Thomas the fuck engine. Dwayne the fuck Johnson. Buckingham Palace.
It's like the South Park bit.
Yeah, yeah. Except it was completely uncensored. So I was like, ooh. This clearly didn't air on TBS, right?
And Conan was like, how are we going to put this on TV?
And he was like, how many times have you been on that show?
And he said, lots, and I always wear my lucky shirt.
I love Conan, the last true hero. Southpaw!
Real quick, just before we move on.
Thank God. Because I was dying. I was like a fish out of water in a trench of some kind.
How long do you think she will be in... God damn it. How long do you think...
But you weren't in the fish trench, though.
No, I was out of the trench at that point.
See, when he alludes to it, it's funny. When you just flat out be like, did you get it? This is a reference.
That's a vagina.
Whoa!
What? I'm sorry.
How long do you see her being in the Performance Center? Do you think they actually take the time to like to have her grow as a performer and learn? Or do you think they try to hotshot her straight to
TV? I think they take her time.
I think with the way the Performance Center is now,
yeah,
I think that they will wait. They really don't do that hotshotting thing a whole lot. Like, the last time that you truly saw that was Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I forgot how quickly he just kind of jumped.
Because he didn't show up on NXT at
nipples
all.
Nipples and all.
Hell yeah.
I think he was on NXT once, I think.
He never had a match.
Did
he not?
He appeared at least once as Braun Strowman. Like, they, or
was
no.
Is it Braun Strowman?
No, Braun Strowman. He had like it might have been his early appearances on Raw, but I know for a fact they changed his name. They added an R in there. Because it was weird.
I already looked it up. I didn't find it.
And I mean more like, because like look at someone like, what's his name? UHA Nation. Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Like he was on NXT a little bit, but then they immediately put him up on the roster.
Yeah, but wasn't UHA like he?
But he was like an established indie guy.
Right.
Like,
he was already like the dude. Simone. The only thing
also didn't Charlotte not spend a whole lot like because Charlotte is a PC like she is a Performance Center like homegrown
talent.
She
spent a couple years there.
Well, in the Performance Center before she went to NXT.
Oh, that I couldn't.
That's what I mean.
But where did she start?
Because I don't
Performance Center.
Nope. WCW.
Oh,
because what I mean is like I don't think that they're immediately going to put her on like Raw or SmackDown, but I would not be surprised if she was not. Like at the Performance Center for very long before she became a even if she's not wrestling, like even if they give her like a backstage interviewer segment or something like that,
I think
they try to get her on because it's The Rock and he doesn't come around anymore. He doesn't send us pre-recorded messages for SmackDown anniversaries anymore
because he got the Super Bowl. But I think with Simone Johnson, it's very much a thing of like, I don't think they're gonna rush it. I would say 6 months and before she makes any appearance on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll put her in a position pretty big position pretty quick, because you're right. She is the rock star.
Oh, yeah, no, I think once she's on TV, I think she's there's no chance she is not immediately like an upper mid-carder.
She is not going to show up as random character name without mentioning The Rock. They will probably have The Rock escort her out to her first match. Like that, they're going to push her as The Rock's daughter. So incredible. Because we're not talking about a cousin. We're not talking about a
distant relative.
Distant relative, like with a lot of the Samoan family. This is directly his daughter.
Right.
They are going to want her to mix it up with Charlotte and people like that so quickly. And whether they will or not, who knows? We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think Roddy Piper's daughter is also doing pretty well in wrestling now, isn't she?
That I don't know.
I thought I read a story about that the other day. I may be wrong. I don't know. But I have high hopes for Samoan. I really want her to do well. I don't think this is nepotism.
I think it absolutely is.
Any way you can get your foot in the door, though. It's hard to get your foot in the door.
This is a legitimate question because I don't know. Has she been, like, wrestling on independent scenes at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, then you don't just sign with no experience.
That's not 100% true,
without being some sort of athletic phenomenon, like those 2 7-footers.
I guess that's more accurate. Because they have signed a bunch of people to NXT that weren't wrestlers, but they were
– athletes. But they were athletes.
Because, Bianca Belair was not a wrestler.
Right. But she was a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Enzo Amore was still not a wrestler.
Was not a wrestler.
But you get it? Because he's apparently
But he had
the worst
that ability to speak.
But what I'm saying is like...
To be fair, I've seen her work, and she has the ability to be The Rock's daughter.
Yeah, she...
that's fair, but is there anything specific...
Oh, shit, she's 18.
Oh, is she... Okay, yeah. Is there anything specifically special about her if she was any other person? That she would be at the Performance Center full time.
But that other person that's Rock's daughter would also be in the Performance Center right now, so that's a moot point.
What?
I'm fucking with you right now. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
No,
he's
just you tried to make a point and you were very, very wrong.
So do you think this is just the Von Erichs, basically?
I mean, yeah.
Von Erich became a wrestler and died because of it.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Not at all.
I'm not saying that she doesn't, she shouldn't be given a shot, because if this is truly something that she wants to do and she is passionate about it, why would you not immediately go to the best place you can go to learn and to train?
Yeah,
but she clearly only got in there because she's the Rock's daughter.
I think there's something to be said because she's
since gone other places and is doing other stuff.
She does more burlesque now than anything, but...
Does she?
Yeah,
who are we talking about? Because I blacked out for a second.
Eddie Guerrero's
Shaw.
Daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because wasn't she part of Lucha Underground for a while?
I think so, for a little bit. She's she did the PC. She had a couple of matches on NXT TV, I think.
Yeah.
Really early NXT
TV. And there's definitely something to be said about going and doing indie dates and doing and traveling and
it gives you a different level of respect for the business.
And a different perspective, too.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at, I looked at about 4 different articles about her joining the Performance Center, and not a single one listed a single athletic credit. There wasn't even she ran track in high school, she played football, none of that. It was just, she's The Rock's daughter, and we can't wait to get her in here to see what she can do. She has a passion for the business.
Which is fair, because yes, you would absolutely anybody with that pedigree, because she's
if Michael Jordan's son said, "I'm gonna play basketball," everybody would be like, sign him. That's mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's kid.
There was a bit on Facebook where it was LeBron James's son doesn't want to wear his number because he doesn't want people to know who he is.
LeBron James Jr.
Yeah, but his name is LeBron James Jr.
Yeah.
We're talking about, it's like a ball type situation. Like anytime a new ball appears,
never lost.
Never lost. Sign him.
But so
beats
like,
from the earth.
I don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing her being there at all.
Yeah,
I don't think it is a negative thing.
But it's very much a nepotism thing,
because she is at this point a fourth generation.
Fourth gen. Yeah. Peter Maivia, Rocky Johnson.
Peter Rocky
the Rock.
Rock. So yeah. So she is because Rock was a third generation wrestler. So yes, she is fourth generation.
She's one of the first fourth generation stars to make it big, I believe.
Oh, that's actually a. Probably
she's probably the only one, because Orton was third.
What about Von Erichs?
They
died out.
She is training to be the first fourth generation WWE wrestler.
Yeah, okay. Because the Von Erichs were really just 2 generations, and it went into 3.
Yeah.
And then Triple H and Stephanie's kids, or Daniel Bryan and Brie, Edge.
Well, that
and
would
Beth.
Only be second generation, though.
Yeah, oh yeah,
none of their.
Because
you could very much make an argument that if one of Triple H's kids become wrestles, mm-hmm. they would only be a third generation star, because
Vince Sr. never wrestled.
Old McMahon never wrestled.
Yeah,
you can say that Vince wrestled.
Yeah,
because you can. And then
and he
like,
did a lot.
And then their mom and dad wrestled.
Yeah.
I would absolutely say that Vince would count as a generation in wrestling. Because not only did he wrestle, but he was also the most influential person
but
in wrestling history.
But we're talking about third generation, like, athlete.
And I didn't...
That's
I,
two different things.
I stopped counting generations. I strictly started to think of this, like... Because I think technically their kids, even though they are very, very young now, are still the same, like, generation, in quotes, as Simone. I think. I
nope.
don't know how generations
Simone
work.
Would be four. It's ba-
no, no, no.
it's basically family
I don't mean
line.
Numbers. I don't mean numbers. I mean like
he means the
like
time generation.
Generation oh, X, millennial, yeah. thing like that. Like that's where my head went.
More than likely, because I also don't know how old
yeah,
their
I have
kids
no
are.
Idea. I could just be talking completely out my butt.
What is the biggest
I think it's millennial.
No. I mean like in term of bloodlines and wrestling, what is the longest lasting and constantly creating new wrestlers bloodline?
The NOI.
So it's definitely this.
It has to be. Because like everybody's like, well, what about this family? What about this family? All right, so the Harts only have Natty right now. It's just Natty. NOI has like four people on WWE. They have somebody on MLW right now. The Guerreros don't have anybody new because, well, I mean, Shaw wrestles every once in a while, but she's not.
Dominic's going to wrestle.
Dominic's not a Guerrero.
I got it, you dumb, you lame-ass
oh,
pussy.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's a good one.
There
I
was like a quote.
I just thought you were being oddly racist.
No, Rey Mysterio did an interview where he's like, he saved all of his old wrestling gear to pass down to his son.
So, oh, God, that ain't right.
Yeah, and he was like, I didn't realize my son was going to be 6'6". Sometimes I make the joke, and it's like, well, no, technically, Rey only won custody. Eddie said he was the father.
but Eddie was only 5'11".
Lacey Von Erich.
That would only be a third generation.
Is that third?
Yeah, because dad, kid, granddaughter.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. The more we talk about it, I honestly feel more bad for Simone Johnson. Because no one's going to say it to her face.
Oh, yeah, but
so many are going to say it to her back of, why
no,
are
at
you
the PC?
Right. Yeah.
At the performance, they'll definitely say it to her face.
See,
well, no, because she's still The Rock's daughter.
That is only going to get you so far.
If it was anyone else's daughter, maybe. If it was like...
Because here's the thing. We'll know if it works out. If she becomes a backstage interviewer, it didn't work out.
Well, yeah, and the pressure is so high on her because it's, hey, your dad was so good.
Right.
Your granddad was so good. Your great dad was so good. You're destined for it,
right? Imagine the pressure that is on her right now as not only The Rock's daughter, but if she is going to be the first fourth generation wrestler.
I do not envy her at all.
And especially because I feel even worse because she is only 18.
Yeah. That's a lot of pressure on an 18-year-old.
And a lot of potential success, too, that typically does not...
Well, I bring up Lacey Von Erich because she was not great. Most people would say she wasn't great when it comes to wrestling. And she was a young Von Erich that everybody was kind of like, wow, the legacy kind of lives on with you. And she didn't do well.
Mm-hmm.
So is this going to be another type of situation? But now you've got the Performance Center training her.
And also, she's like, this is the best time to come in as a, you know, giant hot prospect female wrestler. Because
female wrestling's hot.
Because women's wrestling is actually being respected in WWE now. Because
like in 6-7 years, barring Charlotte still being an active competitor, there's your Hogan Rock match at Armania.
Charlotte versus Simone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think they'll change her name?
No.
You think it's just Simone Johnson?
That is too big of a name.
I think
change.
Simone Johnson sounds like a great name anyway. Simone is a cool name. That is marketable. But will they want to put their own market on it?
No, they obviously won't.
I think they give her some sort of moniker, though. Like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Pebble.
She'll be Simone.
The Pebble
whatever.
Johnson.
Oh, what if they call her Pebbles?
God.
I will.
That would be awful. Because I was like, I'm having this internal, like, remembering how they treated The Rock because
it was Rocky.
Even when
he was the blue chipper.
Well, because even when he first debuted, like they did make a big deal about who his lineage was, who his dad and his grandfather were. And then I was like, but they called him The Rock. It's like, nope, that came later because he was Rocky Maivia.
That was the Nation of Domination.
So he kept the Maivia name. It wasn't until later that he dropped the Maivia. So I almost, honestly, I could see them if she became Simone Maivia.
I could see that.
Simone Maivia would be, or just Simone.
I mean,
they hate having people
names.
With names. Yeah,
now
so
it's just
Simone.
But with Maivia, I think that, and with it being The Rock's daughter, I think it would be Maivia.
And that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So they, I, but at the same, at this point, everyone knows that The Rock is Dwayne Johnson. How many people remember Rocky Maivia?
Or I have the Elite.
Unfortunately, like, and Peter Maivia. Like,
yeah.
Does that name hold the weight? So do they?
What
just
about
keep
Simone
it as,
Rock?
And I mean, and this is bad, but I'm gonna say it. His dad just died,
mm-hmm.
so it could just be Johnson. Like as
no,
like,
and, that, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like if get, Johnson is the more memorable name now.
At this point,
get your cheers like ready of Simone Rocks. Simone Rocks.
Simone Rocks.
Don't take it away from New Day. That's New Day.
No, but
they don't need
you
it.
You don't understand. We have Simone Johnson here. So it's no, you're the it's all the Roman stuff of just like you're the
you're
hardcore.
You're the real hardcore legend.
You get the offbeat champs.
Yeah. Let's move on. I'm gonna skip ahead because we're talking about women in wrestling. Alexa Bliss has a new song out, sort of.
Bowling for Soup has a new song out.
Who is I don't know how I feel about Bowling for Soup. Catchy songs, but I never really cared for them much.
It took weeks.
They had two catchy songs.
They had one that I've legitimately wanted to use for the show forever.
Stacey's Mom?
No, it's literally called 1985. And
in
1985.
Is it the same people?
Yeah.
No, they didn't do Stacey's Mom.
Who did Stacey's Mom?
That's like a one-hit wonder.
Okay. Bowling for Soup.
I'm sorry. 1985. Alexa Bliss.
Fountains of Wayne.
Did Stacey's Mom.
Yeah. You ask the average person, who do you remember more, Bowling for Soup or Fountains of Wayne? More like Fountains of Waning Interest.
Oh, dip.
Anyway, they
you proud of that one?
You got him.
We all know Bowling for Soup's great songs of Girl All the Bad Guys Want.
Yes.
Which was
a
mega hit.
Was it?
I don't know. Song.
Oh, I didn't know that one. It was under 1985, so I just assumed they were all BS songs.
Past. I'm looking it up right now.
It took literally almost like months to get the X Factor theme stuck out of my head, and it was this Alexa Bliss song, which I'm gonna.
It's a bad song.
They also did.
I said it for you.
Also, they also did a version of Stacey's Mom.
No,
I feel better.
Why did you give him that?
Thank you, Asa. I appreciate
you. Should not have given him that one.
F you, Fish Trench.
Are you actually listening?
No, because I'm listening to make sure that it was actually like
the actual Stacey's Mom. All right, well, hopefully it's not getting picked up
that
on
is,
mic.
Okay, I can immediately tell the difference between this one and the Fountains of Wayne one.
They also have a song called Almost, and I feel like I know that
Almost
song.
Almost had you. But
yeah,
I didn't
that is. Yeah,
want it. I think that's that song.
I'm pretty sure you're right. They also had a song out, Dalton, for you, which I think you should use for your new wrestling persona called the Bitch Song.
Fuck you.
Anyway,
so
they've got this Alexa Bliss video and song out, and like it's cool, man. Congratulations, but like,
it's cool for her, but yeah,
I'm not big on the song.
I don't really dig the song. The video is also kind of hard to watch.
We did have a great moment. Was it on the pre-show last night or the regular show?
I don't remember.
It was on the pre-show because I hadn't remembered it.
Oh yeah, where?
Oh, because I was like, why are they wearing bras
Asa,
on their heads?
Asa and Allie did not know why they wore bras on their heads in the video, and I explained to them weird science. Well, actually, you knew.
To be fair, I knew weird science. Just forgot that one. That one, like, of the all of the references there, that was the one that I missed.
Yeah. So, still, strange video. What I got from that video mostly was just that Alexa Bliss is just kind of awesome. Like, she is so adorable and sexy and dangerous and, like, everything. If she wasn't
it's
four
almost
for
like everything,
one.
It's everything they said in the song, huh?
Yeah. If she wasn't 4 for 1, I think she would have made it.
Also, So she has magic powers?
Yeah, she always has. She's
like,
a pixie.
They went to a typical independent wrestling show where there were three people in the crowd, which was a weird choice. Like, you don't want to hire extras, okay?
It'd be funny if they would have just had like AEW as the show, but it was called like.
there's a match going on, and one lady's just beating the dog shit out of the other lady, and then she's just like. No, and she does her like hand curl, and then that girl just takes an out of nowhere flat bump.
Yeah,
and then the other girl just pins her out of nowhere. It was so weird.
Alexa
like,
Bliss is magical.
Well,
like obviously
the car flies.
She's a pixie.
There's also a part of the song where the kid is singing along to the lyrics, but it's way off. It's
look,
like
that,
the lyric hits, and then like beat, and then he starts the lyric. And
white
it's just
people,
like,
you can tell that they spent dozens of dollars on that video.
It was weird.
I'm pretty sure their entire budget went to Alexa Bliss.
Probably, yeah. What if that? What
I
if that
feel
is,
like she would have done it for free.
I kind of hope that they do this. That like they just do a concept album
of wrestlers.
Of it's just like a song dedicated to
the
a
Mountain
wrestler.
Goats. Kind of did that.
Yeah, no, that's what like that's what I mean. Something.
I
like
hope that.
That
they play her live down to the ring with that song, and everybody's just kind of like
just at Mania.
This what the
one
hell
time.
Is this?
That reminds me of there's a bit I saw on Facebook of it's just like yeah, I'm putting out a concept album. The concept is it sucks.
It's really meta.
Hey, let's get back to the wrestling. Southpaw Regional Wrestling's DLC came out.
It's
for W2K20. I don't know. It looked kind of fun.
Did you play it?
No, I don't have the game anymore.
All right, it wasn't great.
No, it's good.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm just being contradictory.
The showcase tower was already broken whenever I tried playing it. Like, I couldn't progress in the match because it wouldn't.
At least we can say that they have more legitimate Southpaw Regional Wrestling wrestlers than we thought originally.
Because the trailer made it look like there was literally Tyler Breeze's character.
And the creature.
And the creature. Someone, there was a thread on Reddit that was just like dissecting it. And they were like kind of brutal because they're talking about, okay, so you make Bailey a billionaire when you have a wrestler named Sasha Banks.
No, but she's Sasha.
So now she turns into Memory Banks and give her some weird hacker thing. Someone else had also said it's very clear that they decided, oh, we want to make a Glow DLC pack.
Yeah.
But we're just going to lump it in to Southpaw and not actually have... Because, like, Lana had a character in Southpaw. The character that she is in the DLC is not that character.
Right. Yeah, so, Oh, what was I going to say?
Big Bartholomew wasn't in the... Isn't he not playable? He's just... He has
a tower.
But he's not a character you can play as, right?
Well, no, some of those characters... like are unlockable characters and some are just like outfits that you can put on regular characters, I think.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because like you can put the Streets of Rage costumes on Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins. That tower sucks. I can't beat it.
I was going to ask you about that. Is it legit a side-scrolling beat 'em up?
No. But they do have a spot. Like the only cool thing is in like it's in a brawl area and there's literally like 20 chairs in a spot and they're all usable. I was like, okay, that's kind of neat, but like it's just not like... I was most excited for this DLC.
You were.
I was. You really were. I was super excited for the Southpaw DLC.
Yeah. Closest we'll ever get to a Southpaw game.
They dropped the ball. There's no Tex Ferguson or Chad Too Bad. The fact that they're both in the game, and like they were like, we're going to use Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins.
And they're two of the people that were in the original Southpaw that are still with the company. Yeah. There's like seven of them left.
Yeah.
AJ doesn't have his car salesman. There's no...
Well, he went to jail.
Where's the impressive Pelvis Wesley?
Oh, God.
Where's Danny Bandana in the USA?
He's in it.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I just saw that he wasn't in the trailer.
The Rusev Tower is like, Rollins is the Butcher. And then Rene Bray, I can't say it all the time, every time. And then Danny Bandana, and then I don't know who the fourth person was because I just couldn't get into it.
It's, I looked it up. Oh,
And honestly, Ascension's still in the game. You could have had Surfer Dudes with Attitudes.
The final boss is the sea creature. I know that.
Oh, okay. Well,
of that one. What really irritates me is the little things. Like, I watch video. I watched Brian
Zane play.
Like,
I couldn't even get through the showcase?
Well, yeah. Not even that. That's a bad glitch. That's something they should have, like, it happens, but they should have playtested it. But it's actual design flaws that I went, why? Like, you have Renee Young in there as, what was her name from the show?
Oh, God, I can't
Susan?
Think of it. Yeah, it was Susan, yeah.
And she even refers to herself as Susan. She's like, this is Susan, and I'm here doing whatever. But then the name says Renee Young. Like, it'll have the text bubble, and it'll say Renee Young above it, but then she introduces herself as a different character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why? That is such a baffling choice.
Yeah.
That's so confusing and stupid. Like, I can't believe they dropped the ball that hard with it, man.
But here we are.
Here we are, as he yawns.
Oh, man. And like, so the New Day are probably the best part of the DLC packs.
Because of their intros.
Because their intros are amazing. They introed it perfectly. Like, we're talking about the fabled Southpaw Regional Wrestling Women's Division. Okay, you at least explained it. Like, yeah. You at least made sense of it. But then it's just like, yeah, but you could have put in all these other people.
The
in
women's
it.
Division that didn't exist because the joke was that Natalie was the only one in it.
Yeah, it's like Deb. Like, it was something Debbie, I feel like. And she isn't that character in the...
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the DLC.
Here's a list of the new WWE superstar characters. Georgia Washington, Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Dos Vitania, Lana.
Apparently she's pretty funny, though. Quit Stalin.
Bad Hair Day, Ember Moon.
Okay.
Misfit Molly, Becky Lynch.
Yep.
Samantha Urai, Kairi Sane.
Yep.
I don't get that joke.
Sam Urai.
No. Motherfucker. All right. You guys have a good
one. Sasha Memory Banks, Sasha Banks, Bailey, Billionaire Bailey, McElroy, Tyler Breeze, Glam Rocker, Johnny Gargano, and Sea Creature.
And yet there's other Glam Rocker wrestlers in there.
And then South
but they're not
South
listed.
Southpaw Summer Breakout 87 and Max Headlocks are two new arenas.
Max Headlocks is the Brawl Arena, and then the
arena's pretty sweet.
The poolside arena is awesome. So Sadie just texted me that Jeff Cobb's on AEW now.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, she was like, so Jeff Cobb's on AEW, and I just put the, like, hands on face emoji, because, mm-hmm. whew, that's a get.
He's big dude.
Oh, I love Jeff Cobb.
He's big strong.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Who's this big motherfucker?
Short boy, big boy.
Boy.
Street Ninja Showdown. Ninjas have kidnapped Zack Ryder's girlfriend, who also happens to be the
president of
the
United States.
So Chelsea Green?
Street Zack. No, is it Georgia Washington?
No, it's literally just somebody. Oh, he's in the inner circle.
Street Zack.
I am sorry. I am very much just paying attention to this.
Yeah, don't pay attention to that right now. Pay attention to this.
Street,
pay attention to us.
Also, sorry if you haven't watched AEW. Street Zack Ryder and Street Kurt Hawkins hit the pavement to rescue her in a throwback to Beat 'em Up Games.
All right, so hold on. Can anyone here name the game it's referencing?
Streets of Rage?
Nope.
Double Dragon?
Nope.
Street Fighter?
Nope.
It's two bad dudes with attitude. Are you bad enough, boys?
It's bad dudes.
Bad dudes. Yeah.
Are you a bad enough dude to save the president? Yeah.
Oh.
So. But I mean, it's the same style of game.
I couldn't remember the name of the game, but I knew that.
WWF Betrayal.
Bad dudes. And I was a bad enough dude to save the president then. I will not.
Was it your girlfriend, though?
That's not.
No. When I played that game, I was like 8, so I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't have a girlfriend for another 30 or 40 years.
That's not the one that you, if you play it as two player, the final boss is actually like the other person.
That's Double Dragon.
That's Double Dragon. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
If you play as Bimmy, you fight Jimmy. Anyway, let's get through this. Matt Hardy. Oh, so it sucks, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it's not great. Okay. I mean, it's some of it's neat, but like. Yeah,
meanwhile, over in Retromania Wrestling, they announced that Colt Cabana and
Ian Riabekane
will be the.
Ian Riabek, I give up.
Ian, I'm going to call him Ian.
Will be the commentary team.
And that's super cool. That's the Ring of Honor team.
Man, I was really hyped for that game until I realized that the roster that they've previewed is the roster.
No, they still have 3 more slots.
But that ain't a lot of people. And
that's fine.
The people that they've chosen, now that I know they don't have more wrestlers in it, are baffling. Like, and I'm still going to get it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no, it looks awesome.
When you've got the BWO and then what, Austin Idol and then Will Ospreay. What a fucking
Will Ospreay's not in it.
Zack Sabre Jr., my bad.
Yeah, I would say.
What a hodgepodge of random people.
Colt Cabana's in it. Nick Aldis is in it.
Legion of Doom is in it.
Yeah.
Again, it's just this random.
The Road Warriors, but yeah.
I'm sorry. It's like they had names in a Tumblr, like bingo.
Tommy Dreamer's
pulling
in it.
Random ones out. House of Hardcore. NWA Power is in it. Nick Aldis, I believe, is in it.
Mother. I said that.
You did not say Nick Aldis.
I feel like I did.
You
I
did
think,
not.
I don't think you did.
Rewind the tape. Rewind the tape. You
Kevin. Oh, by the way, Kevin's starting a war with us, by the way. Did you see that?
No, I saw that he made a TikTok for us, and yeah. I am neither a 14-year-old girl nor going through a midlife crisis,
hold on.
So I don't know what TikTok is.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean he made a TikTok for us?
I said that I've been trying to start a war with my 123 cents for over a couple years now, and Kevin just fucking ignores me. So he did a TikTok where he was, and it's like the version of TikTok where like you're just talking over a voice clip.
Okay.
And he did the Scott Hall in WCW, like you won a war, you got a war, and then he threw the toothpick at the cell phone. To which I said, I can't take anybody seriously that throws a toothpick at their cell phone.
So Kevin Huntsberger
by himself.
Kevin Huntsberger is officially
at war
David Arquette, and you're Matt Fitchett.
Yeah, because I know he ain't gonna show.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna show up to my land to do this.
So
somebody might lose a match.
Yeah.
He'll laugh at that one. I hope he laughs at that one.
I'll save you. I'll kick some of the fire off you. His nepotism won't help him in CCW. He's not getting over because who he's friends with. That's our job. We're the Kevin Huntsbergers of CCW, baby. There. Thank you so much, you.
I want to be announced as that from now.
The Kevin Huntsbergers of CCW.
Let's talk about Matt Hardy, because this is legitimately a little sad to me. So he got the beat down from Randy Orton, which is a great segment, by the way.
It was an amazing segment.
Yeah.
I don't like that he comes out as Hardy
Matt
Boys
Hardy.
Matt Hardy. Like, I feel that's a... After everything he's
it's
gone
dead,
through. Yeah.
Like...
But after the fact, he said goodbye, and this very much looks like his exit from WWE programming.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's still in negotiations for his contract, which I believe is up March 1st. And then,
because you want to know who would do the Woken Universe or the Broken Universe perfectly?
Literally anyone better than WWE, but especially AEW.
I think NWA would be the perfect place for it.
Nope.
No, that's too serious of a wrestling organization.
NWA, like, even though, yes, they have the question mark paralyzing strike, but like NWA would not know how to deal with that.
I think they would.
They don't have the budget.
He either needs to go back to Impact or.
Neither did WWE for some reason. It was a wrinkled sheet.
He had a fish trench in the background.
Or AEW, which. That was my favorite response because he tweeted out it was another Free the Delete video, and it was a still from him getting like that final appearance on Raw, and it just said goodbye. A little while later, he didn't attach that tweet to it, I don't think, but Evil Uno tweeted, "You say goodbye, I say hello."
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's already speculating that he's the exalted one, the higher power or whatever for the Dark Order.
That would be
tight. Can they stall it for 3 months?
Yes.
Oh, March?
Okay.
March is only a month away.
Yeah, no compete clause, homeboy.
I feel like if your contract lapses, that's if you get fired.
I think if you get released, that 90 day no compete is there. But once the contract expires, that's because Dean Ambrose, like, his contract expired and he immediately
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think about that.
He was just like, "Yep, this is the end of my contract," and literally midnight he announced where else he was going.
In that amazing video,
yeah.
Could they pull any kind of crap on him about, like, we're extending your contract because of reasons?
They would have already done that, I think.
Yeah.
So. What do you think? Maybe they're just do you think Matt Hardy is actually leaving, or do you think he's holding out for more money? Is he using the threat of "I will leave and go to AEW"?
See, and that's somebody you got to be careful with, because, like, that is somebody that could be without having to wrestle a whole lot.
Oh, he's big money Matt. Don't forget.
And that's for real now.
He's all about that money.
Because, like, WWE at best fumbled the Woken stuff.
At best.
Yeah, that's being very generous. Yeah.
They did the one cool network special that was awesome, mm-hmm. and that was it.
What a drop ball. You have the network and you don't do
a weekly Woken show. Yeah. I'm sure he wants to go back to that, because that was probably a lot of fun for him,
because
mm-hmm. like, it was a way to get over and he didn't have to bump a whole lot,
and creatively it gave him so much room.
Yeah, he was
to
able
just,
to be so goofy.
Yeah, because they're all, the Hardys are just weird.
Yeah,
both of them are
itchweed.
Weird. One of them is weird in the sense that he likes to hurt himself for entertainment value, and the other one's weird, and, like, his creative mind is both, he is Aqua Teen Hunger Force of wrestling. He's both brilliant and stupid at the same time.
It's weird to think that he did own his own wrestling promotion in 1995.
Yeah.
Like,
in Carolina.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird to think, like, he's just been that way.
He's also someone who I could see go either way. Like, he might be, if he is unhappy with WWE not getting to wrestle regularly, not getting to do, going from having full creative control over what you do to back in the WWE machine and not being able to tell these stories that you know you can tell, and, you know, continue these things that got over so huge, and just not being able to use them, that could be very frustrating. And maybe he does want to go somewhere, like, whoever, because you feel like anywhere else that he might go has to give him that creative freedom.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't get Matt Hardy. Yeah.
Because
it's not WWE where you just get Matt Hardy to have that, like, name value.
Yeah.
You want broken Matt.
But I don't think it's going to be AEW, because I think AEW, even though they are way more lax on letting people do what they want, to go to the extreme that Matt Hardy needs to get over the Woken universe the way he wants to.
AEW will give him a weekly Being the Elite Road to Stipe show.
I don't.
Because you, like, want to know who he was doing the Woken stuff against, or Broken stuff against a lot? The Bucks.
What do you mean against?
Like, that was somebody they were facing a lot.
Well, I know
they wrestled. Yeah, but they couldn't do he wasn't allowed to do the Woken stuff, because that was still when they were tied up with the TNA contract. Because remember, because it was his last match before going back to WWE was that Ladder War match, and it was a huge deal that Impact almost got the ROH entire pay-per-view, like, stopped from being broadcasted because they were going to be the Broken Hardys. And they, like, and then, brother Nero and Broken Matt, so, and they wouldn't let him do it.
And then Matt immediately, on their return to WWE, when they're walking on the ring, starts doing the delete hand motion, and it's like, well, you're already fucking,
except you're coming out to the 90s Hardy Boy music.
And
so
also,
that,
what's TNA gonna do to WrestleMania?
Yeah.
we want to cease and desist.
Well, and I also think at that point they had kind of, like, things had been cleared, like, even that night stuff had fallen through, but then on the other side of the coin, I could absolutely see him being at this age and just being like, no, as long as I can take care of my family, just pay me whatever. And
I'll just sit at home.
Yeah. And
make more babies with Reby.
And just make a ton of money while I'm at it, and be like, oh yeah, no, they've already got storylines. I'm going to be a major deal over there. Oh, you're adding a zero?
That's a new
comma. Okay.
I might stay. And he's just like doing the hand motion.
And neither one of those I can fault them for. It's the same thing. Like, we talked about the Revival last week. Them turning down apparently $700,000 each.
Because they want to.
Because they want, they're not, it's for them, it's not about the money. They want to go and actually, like, wrestle and do tag team wrestling correctly.
I will be paying attention to Reby's Twitter to find out updates.
Double check and make sure she didn't go back to private, or she's not still locked it down.
Oh, did she have a lockdown?
Yeah.
What did she say stupid now?
I don't know what she said, but apparently whenever the fans started to chant Lita, the segment on Raw, she kind of had a bit of a...
These tweets are protected.
Yeah, she kind of went on a meltdown and then locked down her Twitter.
So how did I miss that? I keep up with Reby Sky.
So I think if you were already following her, I think you're in and you're okay.
Which I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
I watch her Twitter in the same way that I watch Maury Povich or the Jerry Springer show or Neil Breen.
Because she throws that shade.
Neil Breen.
A.K.A.
God.
God.
Sorry.
I thought it was going to be a high art, but not. But okay, here we go.
I can't believe Ali Aber thinks Neil Breen is high art.
He is high.
That's fantastic. She puts him on the same level as some of the greatest artists
like
of all
Banksy,
time.
Like Banksy, right?
Picasso. Thomas Kincaid.
That motherfucker that chopped his ear off.
Georgia O'Keeffe.
What's his name?
Earless motherfucker? I don't know.
Van Gogh?
Damn it.
I know who it is.
Okay. The crappy artist from the Walmart paintings?
Yeah, Thomas Kincaid.
Oh, is that who it is?
I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Did you figure it out?
No. I just think that's who it is.
It's a drug dealer down the road.
If your name's Thomas Kincaid and you've never painted a painting before, I apologize.
But you should start because apparently Walmart will give you a bunch of money for
it. Just tape a banana to the wall and sell it for $30 billion. Apparently art is art. Art's stupid as fuck. Anyway, Matt Riddle promises to retire Brock Lesnar. You sure will, kid.
This is a fun follow-up to the whole, like... So apparently
NXT telling people don't mention
because remember he kept calling out Goldberg.
Yeah.
And they had that backstage confrontation, which just so happened to have cameras on it when it happened. And then at the Rumble match, apparently Brock Lesnar had words with Matt Riddle about like, hey, quit calling me out. You're not on my
You will never face me. Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't a thing that's gonna happen. That then led to reports that WWE had a meeting with NXT people. And Performance Center people and saying like, hey, don't talk shit on the Raw and SmackDown roster because you're promoting stuff that's not going to happen and you're not allowed to do this anymore.
Which that meeting Seth Rollins was at apparently and stood up and made a speech.
Rusev clapped.
I'm bringing it back.
Or whatever.
Full circle.
Yeah, that old rumor.
Yeah.
As the locker room leader.
Baron Corbin walked out, so they didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, we're talking about the old concussion story.
Well, this is the one from like AEW or something where the morale was super low and Rollins gave a rah-rah speech.
It was after Saudi Arabia, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Saudi.
Rusev clapped.
And Rollins was like, I don't even know if I was there, actually.
Yeah. But so, yeah, then this happened. And then on a live mic at a live event in Vegas, Riddle cut that promo, promising that he would be the one to retire Brock Lesnar. So nothing matters.
You fucking up, boy.
He's not.
No, it's that rule never happened. They never told them that. The interaction between Lesnar and Riddle might have happened, but probably not to that extreme until suddenly there's tape of it that appears magically.
But also, I truly believe Matt Riddle and Brock Lesnar will never fight.
No. I would be surprised.
I had a really well. It wasn't an argument as much as it was just somebody was just shitting on Matt Riddle on Facebook. I usually don't say shit on Facebook, but like he was just saying like, "Oh, he's horrible and he's doing all this stupid shit, calling out people." And I was like, "Matt Riddle's really talented.
He's really good."
Although apparently he is like not super liked.
I mean, I could see that being
just
a thing with his
look
attitude.
At him. Yeah.
He, like,
Ali
like
hates
he,
him. Look at Ali's face right now.
He was also not super liked in UFC. Mm-hmm. Like that
he's
was
just
also
kind of a douche. He is the character.
Yeah, no, there's no character. That's right. That's not him turned up to 11.
That's him turned up to 420.
He, God damn it! I was gonna be like, it's like the band. It's just him.
Okay.
That but 420 was better.
Thank you. That's for you, Kevin.
But
you make jokes like that. War zone, bitch.
We brought the tank.
I love the fact that he called out me and Dalton specifically, and Shannon's the one gonna unload.
I'm the third man.
But whose side is he on?
He just made it known.
He takes off the north. He takes off his North Face, and there's a Y123 shirt. My 123 cent shirt.
But then I rip that open, and it's four sides.
But like he was like, oh, he's horrible. And I was like, well, he's actually really talented. Like you can't show me a Matt Riddle match on a takeover and been like, that was a bad match.
Oh, his match with Velveteen.
His match with
scared
Finn Balor.
The hell out of me.
Yeah, like he has great matches. And then he was like, well, blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, he wouldn't be on TV if they weren't. If they were actually mad, he wouldn't be on TV.
Yeah, instead he's about to have the Portland, or they're about to do the tag title match.
Yeah,
Portland.
And they were like, well, yeah, they would. They would do it so he doesn't go to AEW. They would sit on his contract then. What I'm saying is he would be getting paid to sit at home. That's not what they're doing.
Which,
so obviously they're not that mad.
I mean, plus he's talented.
Like, you can talk shit if you're that good.
If you did, I was thinking more about this, because we've been talking about a couple of guys we know, I'm not going to name names, that we don't like their attitudes when it comes to the wrestling world. And I thought to myself, well, I would never use them because I don't like their attitudes. But if you stopped working people in any job, anywhere, because
they had
a poor attitude,
money, you need to use them. It doesn't matter.
Right. You would have a very little money because you would have no workers.
Yeah.
You know? So even if Riddle was unliked, he's so goddamn talented that it's hard to ignore him.
And it's also super important to remember that this company could totally bury him if they wanted to. In the middle of all this, he won the Dusty Rhodes Tag Classic.
Yeah, he could lose to Corbin next week if they wanted him to.
And the whole time they were doing his goofy marijuana shtick the whole time. Let me be blunt. And then he would just smiled. Like, that's...
But apparently that is part of the rumor, though, is the reason he got eliminated so quickly by Corbin was his, like, punishment. Was to make him not look super strong in his showing at the Rumble. Which, like,
I mean, only two people came out of that looking strong.
By putting him in the Royal Rumble match, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like, literally, the two stories coming out of the only thing anyone remembers from the Rumble match is Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre.
And Keith Lee, to be fair. But that's because of Lesnar.
Big boy.
I said Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
No, Keith Lee. The better one.
Big boy.
Actually, no. You know what? I think we said it the other day. Like, I after seeing the Rumble match, man, I remember how much I love Brock Lesnar when he's entertaining.
Oh, no, like, I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm just saying those were the two stories. Because
those were the stories.
Because, like, last week I asked Dalton, because we were talking about the Rumble match, and Dalton mentioned Keith Lee being memorable. And I was like, okay, but what is the thing you remember about Keith Lee in the Rumble match? Lesnar. It was Lesnar's reaction.
Big boy.
Who's this motherfucker?
Also, that clip of Keith Lee, and it's from a while back, but just talking about how much we love Keith Lee, where was it Adam Cole was on the corner?
And he just pounced him, pounced him into... Oh,
no,
you're
talking about the one where the corner.
Yeah, where he just
appears
in the corner.
Like a horror movie villain.
And then he made Adam Cole change the channel on himself. Yeah. He pounced him into the Nets network.
Was it Fish or O'Reilly that he pounced like through the bush?
I think that was Fish.
Might have been. I don't know. It was one of them because they were in the parking lot and all of a sudden he just comes flying. Because
like, that's his move now. Yeah. So he took that from AC Romero.
Okay, I was about to ask. I truly couldn't remember. Mm-hmm. Who was the guy that did the pounce that was
threw him into the crowd? That was AC Romero.
That was Romero? Okay. Yeah. Also, shout out to the guy that jumped off a two-story balcony at a mall, apparently.
Fuck.
Good on you.
PJ Hawks, I think his name
is. Yeah, man.
More importantly, the guy that took the spear from behind through a table.
God, I hate that.
That was such a stupid... Wrestling's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to punches, kicks, and headlocks. Hulk Hogan doesn't...
Johnny Boots and Tights.
How many injuries has Hogan had? He wrestled safe.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's like 5 inches shorter than he used to be.
Well, with the older age, Grandpa Simpson is shrinking.
No, it's because of surgeries.
AJ Gray has apparently been trying to get Monty Brown on his For the Culture show.
The pounce. Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
But everybody's like, no, everybody reaches out to him. He's just
Would you rather have Monty Brown or Marcus Corvon?
Monty Brown. Yeah.
It's the same dude.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but like...
Did he say he was from the Serengeti when he was Monty Brown?
Fuck, maybe, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said he was from the Serengeti. God, he was so good.
He was so awesome.
I loved Monty Brown, and I love Marcus Corvon, to be fair. Like,
the smooth twig. Entrance movie, music.
What an absolute shame what happened to his career. Like, if I remember the story correctly, he left
It's like Rick Moranis. Rick Moranis stepped away from acting to take care of his wife and his family.
Yeah.
But
he's back.
Yeah.
So he's doing Honey, I sold out my morals for Disney Plus. That's not true. That's a bad joke. No, that dude deserves to be able to come back and have fun at this point. Like, my God. And so does Monty Brown.
Yeah.
Now I want Monty Brown back. But also, did you see Shad in Birds of Prey?
No. Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Shad Gaspard in Birds of Prey. I was like, holy shit, because I heard he was in it. And I saw that part and I was like, I bet that was Shad. It was very brief. But I'm pretty sure that was Shad.
Just stop.
last, before we get to NXT Portland, Jeff Hardy is going to report to the Performance Center.
This coming week, apparently, he is supposed to be at the Performance Center to do a analysis of whether or not when he'll be ready to return.
Is his contract not up at the same time as Matt? Well, I'm sure they extended it because of the injuries, right?
Yeah, stuff like that has happened, I'm sure.
Do you think he'll leave?
No.
No.
I think that they are giving him the right amount of money for the right amount of work schedule. I would be very surprised to see him go somewhere else. That said, like, if Matt goes to AEW, I could see that being kind of a factor of like wanting to be, because he's always kind of like he spent quite a bit of time in TNA before, but that was
before
different.
And he also
before Matt left, but that was different circumstances too, because that was a whole different Jeff. Hardy.
Yeah, because Jeff Hardy also did the, like, 04 to 06 TNA run by himself.
Yeah.
And that was because they said, if you fail again, you have to go to rehab. And he was like, all right, well, I leave.
Yeah. They tried to send me to rehab.
And that's what,
said,
that's what
no,
I mean by
no,
saying,
no.
like, that was it. It's a different Jeff. So, I mean, like, and then in at this point, maybe he wants to stick with his brother where his brother's at. Or
in 2012, he was on a second strike on the wellness policy, and he said,
I'm just going to go now.
Oh, well, hey. Sounds like what's old is new again. How many strikes is he on right now?
50? A kilo?
No, because it resets whenever
you get rehired.
Yeah,
that's horseshit.
That is kind of horseshit.
No, it also they also did the thing. There was something else even shadier because
I love Jeff Hardy, by the way.
At a certain amount of time, the strikes expire.
Because they did that with Orton.
Because they did that with Orton. Orton was on two strikes, and there was no chance in hell they were going to fire Randy Orton.
Right.
But yeah, because
my Vindale research account is about to expire.
What? Take care of that.
I would click on that link.
I don't even
know
what that is.
Actually, don't click on that link. That sounds so dirty, it's going to mess up my
phone. No, they got a .exe to find out. Let me click it real quick. NXT Portland. Why is my computer red?
Why is it starting? Why is the keyboard flashing? This is an LED.
I got a message.
No, it is.
This is an RGB. That's what I meant.
I got a message from Facebook. Shannon, welcome back to Facebook. NXT Portland is this Sunday. It looks like it's going to be a good card, Asa.
Yes. Also worth noting that it is Sunday, the 16th, because typically NXT runs on Saturdays, but this time they're on Sunday. This is on the network. Running down the card. It is a stacked card.
I'm checking it out right now for myself.
Dakota Kai versus Tegan Nox in a street fight.
Ooh. Love it.
Going all the way back to War Games whenever she turned on Tegan.
That bitch.
Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic for the NXT North American Championship match.
Love it.
Just let it
anytime,
be Dijak.
Yeah, anytime they wrestle, it's magic.
Yeah, they're both just insanely athletic for the
Kenny Omega said nobody knows who that is.
That's fine.
Then they like.
I'm just throwing shade. I don't mean it.
And now that they're on a takeover instead of just being on like a weekly episode of NXT, like this is probably going to get some time because there's only six matches.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
Finn Balor versus Johnny Gargano match is finally going to happen.
Blah, 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 blah.
That was supposed to happen whenever I was at Takeover.
Well, see you in Oregon.
No, I'm not going.
The NXT Championship, Rhea Ripley defending against Bianca Belair.
Yeah. I like it. No, I like it. I'm sorry. That sounded worse than I meant it to.
Yeah,
it's
like,
one of those things that's kind of a bummer whenever you know it's kind of a foregone conclusion with that going.
See, because of Charlotte.
I don't think it necessarily is because they had that segment with Charlotte last week where they were like, we are NXT, and they double-teamed Charlotte. So I could honestly, like, I'm more expecting this. I expect it to be Rhea, Bianca, Charlotte at Mania. Yeah. I think it's going to be a triple threat. Between those three.
See, I almost feel like it's going to be a triple threat in the next couple months, mm-hmm. which Charlotte wins. No, because then that would completely destroy her Royal Rumble win. Yeah, never mind. Bad thought.
So I like that's where I'm leaning.
It does go that way. She wins the NXT title. She defends it in that three-way match. She fights Rhea Ripley by herself at WrestleMania, and she wins the title from Becky at the same time. No, because she's fighting the vampire. So she fights Bailey. She's a vampire now, Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Because she sucks.
God. Blood.
Blood. Blood. She sucks blood.
Tag Team Championship, Undisputed Era, defending against the Broserweights, or what their name should be, Joint Manipulation.
You can't put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Joint
WWE.
If you just make Pete Dunne holding the fingers and one of them like has smoke coming out of it. Oh, I've already designed the shirt.
I really hope Undisputed Era retains.
Yeah, they kind of need to.
I don't need all the members of I don't need it to be, you know, the draped in gold thing anymore, which now it's not because Roddy lost his belt.
Yeah.
But I like when established tag teams are the better team.
Instead of people thrown together.
Yeah, they're thrown together randomly.
Although the Broserweights
joint manipulation
work together amazing. And
they're entertaining.
They have a surprising amount of chemistry.
I love Pete Dunne. I love Matt Riddle.
Pete Dunne has not changed facial expressions one time this entire run.
And that has been great, but I also I'm like, I don't need them to have
They don't need the belts.
The tag belts.
Because this is the time where you keep the tag belts on Undisputed and then let Adam Cole drop the heavyweight.
And then, that's it. That's the other match is the final match. Adam Cole defending the NXT Championship against Tommaso Ciampa.
I think Cole retains.
Daddy's home.
I also think Cole retains.
Nope.
Ciampa. I think it's going to be shitty. And I honestly think Cole retains until Mania.
And you think that's when Ciampa wins it?
I don't know if Ciampa wins it.
I don't think
Ciampa's going
to
win it.
Ciampa's going to win it.
I think Balor.
I think Ciampa eventually wins it.
I think Ciampa wins it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. Like, I'm not saying absolutely. It's just where I'm leaning right now.
You think Ciampa's going to win this Sunday?
With the fact that we're so close to Mania, like we're getting pretty close to Mania, I think it could be that. Where it's like, this is the first NXT championship match ever held at a WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be that. Like, have Tommaso Ciampa win a triple threat match between him, Balor, and Gargano to be the number one contender at Mania against Adam Cole. Have him beat that on Saturday, and then have him have the match on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then that's...
I thought you were going to say you were positive he was going to win this Sunday. I was going to say $500 right now.
Oh, fuck that.
I just got my tax rebate in.
Mine ain't in yet.
Let's
so
blow it.
Fuck.
I got. I'm like 65-35 that Cole retains. It'll be shitty, and it won't be a. Clean...
That'll be the one where the Undisputed Era comes out.
But then Velveteen Dream just came back, so I'm wondering
which was
where.
So, by the way, what a cool segment that was. The way that the timer whatever morphed into his
the glasses.
Glasses yeah,
that was so cool.
To me, they ruined it because they only did it for 1 week. I think
yeah.
They only did it the week before, and it was already shaped like that. So I was like, oh, that's Dream, right?
Yeah,
it's just
you let it go.
You just
quick.
Need to move the date and the month. Just swap those, and it's just...
It was still cool.
That means it's February 5th, so whatever.
And then he appeared on top of the... Yeah, he appeared on top of the rope.
Did you see what his tights were?
Yes, Rick Rude.
Nope.
No, well, I mean,
it was Rick Rude's style, but...
It was his wife on the leg, and then right on the front of the leg was his son, and the back of it said, call me up, Marina.
I did see that.
Yeah.
But, of course, I have to be fair, and I have to criticize one thing that I absolutely hate in wrestling. When someone does a dive spot and everyone groups together and stares for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. going like, oh, no.
Well, there's really no way to do it, by the way.
It's that Austin Powers thing where the guy's sitting there waiting, and they're like, get out of the way. And he's just there the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's really no way to do it because I've done that a couple times, and it's just kind of how it is.
Oh, yeah, but it does look bad every time.
It looks bad every time, but it's like,
yeah.
At least you know something cool is going to happen.
Well, that's true, or bad if they miss.
Well, and like, but do you? Because he did a crossbody.
Whoa. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, all right. Like that.
It was still cool.
It wasn't super impactful.
Big crowd reaction, though, and I loved it.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, it was good to see him again because it's been a while since he's been on NXT
TV. The first episode of NXT.
And so it's like, but at the same time, like, he hit a crossbody. That it was very underwhelming. The crowd treated him like they should have, which was great. I just was underwhelmed by that part of the segment.
Yeah.
But so
that's
fair. But I wonder if, like, he comes out and inadvertently costs Ciampa the belt, then they go, it's like him, Dream, and Gargano in the triple threat. That's because that's where I'm leaning is what I think is going to happen.
So you think Velveteen might take the title at Mania?
No.
Probably not. I don't think they want to give it to him yet.
I don't know.
I could see him being the one to take it off of Ciampa, or he could be the one to take it off of whoever takes it off of Cole.
I think NXT is so good right now. I mean...
It really, between, like...
It's the most solid show out of everything you can watch right now, besides maybe NWA Power, because I hear really good things about that.
It's the most wrestling show I think I'd want to watch.
It makes sense. There's not a lot of insulting the intelligence of the audience.
Yeah,
like,
it's more... I think it's more exciting than Power, but it's not as insulting as AEW.
Can be, yeah.
Yeah, so I think NXT is the great middle ground. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Yeah.
So... That's going to do it for us.
Yay, we made
that's
it.
That's the show.
Sweet.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Obviously, tomorrow we're going to have After Dark. Allie, you going to be there?
Yes.
All right. Allie Hebert on After Dark. If you thought her rant on high art was explosive.
I thought it was bullshit.
Wait till you... What was derivative?
I think you're bullshit, so...
Hey, stop cussing.
Is he derivative? wait until you hear her uncensored on Podzilla After
Dark. She already said bullshit.
She can go higher.
No, she can't. We charge.
Well, she's going to stay below the F line.
Oh.
But she can go above the B.
She's going to say C?
May say C. Maybe a D in there somewhere. She might even go for the E.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's right at that line, though.
Oh, God. I'm doing the Trump hand things again.
Ooh.
All right.
No, your hands are bigger.
All right. That's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to be back tomorrow on After Dark. Asa, take us out.
Facebook and Twitter.com/Podzilla1985 and Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. $1 gets you all of the pre-shows. Do it. Give money. Money, please. Give money. To money. Us, yes. Money.
And... Dalton, is there anything you'd like to say to Kevin before we go?
Who?